What's up? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, I really wanted to go ahead and just share some further details on the importance of remaining in the vine, who is Jesus. Now, on last week's episode, we talked about, again, remaining in the vine, making it our theme for the month of April, intentionally praying to the Lord, right? Remaining in Him through prayer, through the reading of His word, and worshiping Him in spirit and truth, making Him our dwelling place. And one of the things that I noticed is that, again, God knows when we are sincerely pursuing Him. And as a result of us sincerely pursuing Him, God Himself gives us the grace to continue, right, to have this hunger to pursue Him. And when you start having this deeper hunger to pursue Him, what ends up happening is that although your circumstances might not have changed, they become miniature in your sight to the point where you sometimes even forget about your circumstances. Now, some of you perhaps are saying, how can I forget about my circumstances? They seem to be right in my face. But I'm telling you, God has a way to do that. God has a way to show up in your life, show you that, again, He is greater than your circumstances, that your circumstances are one day this way, and the very next day, it could be a different way. Even if it's not the very next day, but you have this heart posture knowing that God is able to still change it around for you. So the best you could do, right, is to just continue to trust Him. And you know, as you're trusting Him, that you're positioning yourself in the right position. Your heart posture is in the right place and God is able to work, right? And that is what God is looking. He's looking to see where our heart posture is in this season in order for Him to be able to work in our lives. Even at times when we feel as though things are not changing in our lives, God is already literally changing so many things in our life, especially when it comes to our character, especially when it comes to our maturity in Him, our faith in Him. And that's truly what matters most. And once that ends up taking place, God, He is more than able to then open the right doors, make the right connections, and so forth. So one of the benefits too I see in remaining in the vine, as you consistently do this, right, and on a daily basis, is that God will help you fine-tune your vision. God will help your attention to be on what brings you peace, what brings you joy. And what brings you peace, what brings you joy is God Himself. It is the truth of His word. It is the things that He speaks to you through His word. As you continue to believe His word like never before, you begin to live it out because you know that it is truth. And the more that you live it out, the more that you will begin to see God make miracles in your life. And you will begin to notice the first miracle being that you are absolutely immersed in His peace. And you will know that this peace comes from Him because, again, this peace is present. Although not everything in your life is perfect, or not everything in your life is the way that you want for them to be. But however, you cannot, you know, you cannot dismiss the fact that His peace is there. You cannot dismiss the fact that your strength is renewed. You cannot dismiss the fact that you even have a higher level of expectation that God will move in your life. And one of the things that I want to go ahead and just share with you too is that the more that you are remaining in the vine, the more God Himself will cause you to forget your troubles. I'm gonna say this again, the more that you're remaining in the vine, the more God Himself will cause you to forget your troubles. There comes times where it's like our mind will put on replay certain things that does not bring us peace, certain things that does not bring us freedom. But God in His very nature, because again, you are focusing on Him, you're focusing on His word, He will purposefully cause you to only be focused as well internally on what it is that He is wanting you to focus on. And so as a result of that, what you will see is that even at times when you will feel like your mind is is going in one direction, meaning like you will feel like your mind will try to like think about certain things that, you know, will not bring you peace, will not bring you joy. You will feel the Holy Spirit in an instant will cause you to again focus on what it is that he is wanting you to focus on in this season of your life. And one of the scriptures that I want to go ahead and share with you concerning this is Genesis chapter 41 verse 51. And this is where Joseph was naming one of his son, his firstborn. And he says this, he says why he gave his son this name, right? So he ended up naming his son Manasseh. And he says, it is because God has made me forget all my trouble in all my father's household. God has made me forget all my trouble in all my father's household. And so therefore, it is possible for you to forget your troubles. But it's only possible when it is God himself who is causing you to forget them. And God will cause you to forget them when you are, you know, intentionally pursuing him. When you're intentionally, again, you know, depending on him. When you're intentionally declaring his word over your life. When you're intentionally trusting him. Even in the current situation that you're in, even in the current season that you're in, one of the hardest thing to do is to believe for better days, especially when it seems like you are in a situation that seems beyond you. But one of the things that I've noticed concerning the Lord is that even while you may be like in a deserted place or a dry place, God's presence becomes God's presence becomes your prosperity. Let me just say this. God's presence becomes your prosperity. And the reason why I say this is because you realize it's not necessarily the circumstances changing is what would have caused you to have the peace to begin with, or the freedom to begin with, or the joy to begin with. It was always God's presence that was always going to cause you to have these blessings. And so when you realize, hey, without these things, right, without my circumstances changing, I feel this peace, I feel this joy, I have this faith, then my goodness, then I know that God is able to really change things around. Because when his presence is present, right, in a place, soon enough, that place can't stay the same, right? Soon enough, that person who perhaps was very depressed or very heavy laden, soon that person can't remain in that way, because God's presence is more powerful than those emotions. God's presence is more powerful than you know, lack. God's presence is more powerful than that sickness and so forth. And so I just want to encourage you, if you are spending time with the Lord, and although you're spending time with the Lord, you haven't noticed certain things are changing externally, don't get discouraged, because you know, the Lord is watching you. The Lord sees what you're doing. And I'm telling you, you yourself, if you're doing it genuinely, you will begin to experience the peace of God within. And you will begin to see God do things for you that just a few weeks ago, you know, it felt like it would have been possible for you to experience, but now you're experiencing these very things. And so I just pray that you guys were greatly encouraged by this episode. Before I let you go, one of the scriptures that I would encourage you to meditate on throughout this month of April is Psalm 91. And I also want to encourage you to go ahead and study the story of Joseph. I want you to study how, you know, the sequence of his story, like the sequence of, you know, of events concerning his story, like how, you know, in one moment, right, he was thrown into the pit by his brothers. The next moment he is, you know, in Potiphar's house, and then the next moment he is in, you know, he is in prison. So it seems like at one point, right, it seems like God elevates him, and then in another instance, it's as if you know God was punishing him, but it wasn't even that, right? But for some people, it will seem that way, because again, it seems like he is reversing in life. He is going back, right, a few steps from where he was. But at times we have to realize that you know, in life, a lot of things are tests, right? And because a lot of things are tests, it is crucial for us to make sure that we are not losing sight, right? When it comes to our faith in God, like we're not losing our sight, right? When it comes to our faith in God, like we're choosing to fix our eyes on Him, wherever we may be. And we're choosing to believe that even though we are in this place, God sees us in this place. Just like the story of Hagar, right? When, you know, Sarah kicked her out of their home, and although Sarah kicked her out of their home, the angel of the Lord was able to see Hagar in the desert. And right there, right in that dry place, the angel of the Lord, you know, detected her. And so it's the same for you. It's the same for me. You may be in a dry place. You may be in an unexpected place, or you may just have, you know, left a dry place and you are now in a new territory. But again, as we've said in previous episodes, everything is new to you. So you're exposed to a new life, right? And so this requires you sincerely to have complete dependence on God to help you to navigate this new territory. So at times it may feel as though you're by yourself, you don't know what to do, but guess what? You're not by yourself. The Lord is there. The Lord sees you, and right where you're at is where God is able to bless you. The scripture literally said in Genesis chapter 16, you know, where Hagar was, right, in that desert place is where she encountered the angel of the Lord. And that is where the angel of the Lord not only told her that she was pregnant, which she already knew, but the angel of the Lord said she would have many descendants. Like the son that she would have would cause her to have many descendants, right? And so forth. And so you may feel like as though you are in a dry place, but in God's eyes, this is the very place that He will cause you to have abundance. As long as, again, we remain in the vine, who is Jesus, and we trust God no matter what. We trust Him. And as a matter of fact, if we find ourselves in a place that doesn't match or line up with what God's word says or what God has declared over our lives, that is when we need to trust Him the most. And that is when we need to make Him our dwelling place the most. And as we do this, God in His very nature, He will encounter us there. We just need to be patient. We just need to be faithful as we pursue Him. And we know as we do, He will show up in our lives, and we will give Him all the glory and praise for that. And so I pray that you were greatly encouraged by this episode, and know that I'm praying for you. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.